Ghostly Tales for Ghastly Kids, written by Jamie Ricks and read by Andrew Sachs.
Grandmother's Footsteps. I couldn't sleep. There was a man outside my bedroom window. He was a huge man with long black fingernails and wild grey hair. He was trying to get me to let him in, but I wouldn't. He talked to me in a soft whispering voice about a magic far-off land where trees were made out of breadsticks and the lakes were full of hummus. He said he'd take me there if only I'd open the window. But I wouldn't. He promised me a ride on a flying carpet and a yacht that could sail to the moon if only I'd let him in out of the cold. But I wouldn't. I was too scared. It might have been a ghost. So I lay there for most of the night, just listening to his fingers tapping on the window pane, until finally I plucked up enough courage to speak. "Grandma!" I shouted, and Grandma came running. When I told her that there was a ghost outside my window, she laughed. "But I heard it," I said. "Listen." We listened to the tapping, and she laughed some more. "And I've seen it," I added, pointing to the shadow that loomed through my curtain. My grandma stopped laughing and said, "I'm going to tell you a story." "Oh," I said. But I didn't let her see how surprised I was in case she changed her mind. "This is a ghost story," said Grandma, pulling me up onto her knee. The smell of mothballs was so strong it made me cough. Her bony fingers poked into my ribs as she plumped me up and down like a lumpy cushion. Her cold, dry lips pressed against my cheek. There'd be a thin red circle of lipstick there in the morning. I wiped my cheek with the sleeve of my pajamas and settled down to listen. "There was a boy," she said, "not much older than you. His name was Jolyon, and he lived in a huge, drafty old house by the edge of a lake." "Is he the ghost?" I asked. "No," said my grandmother, "not Jolyon. His bedroom was right at the top of the house, in a dark room that had once been full to the ceiling with spiders, earwigs, and big black beetles." I pulled the shawl off her shoulders and tucked it into my ears. I felt safer when her voice was ever so slightly muffled. "Go on," I said. "This boy who looked like me was in his spooky old bedroom and there was a ghost." "Not yet," said Grandma. "A ghost behind the door," I squealed. "A mad, ranting, blood-sucking ghost waiting to stuff a straw into Jolyon's head and suck his brains out like a banana milkshake." "No," said Grandma. "It's an under-the-bed ghost, then." "The ghost hasn't turned up yet." "But there will be one." "As sure as day turns to night," she assured me. "Now, this boy Jolyon..." My grandmother drew me closer and wound her chicken bone arms tightly across my chest. "He was in his bedroom, reading a dusty old book by the light of a small, white, guttering candle." "A ghost book?" I said. "No," said my grandmother. "The ghost comes later." Suddenly, the candle spluttered and went out. At first, Jolyon could see nothing. But as his eyes adjusted to the moonlight, he could vaguely make out a tall, thin, shadowy figure outside his window. "The ghost!" I yelled. "Not yet," said Grandma. It was then that Jolyon heard the scratching. It was there for just a fraction of a second, but it was enough to make him sit bolt upright in bed and hold his breath. He waited to a count of 10. He heard nothing more, and he breathed again. The second time, the scratching was louder. "Is it the ghost, Grandma?" I asked from underneath a shawl. "No, dear. Be patient. Just wait and see."